Well, despite the pandemic wreaking havoc around the world, international charities and organisations are continuing to do their work. One such organisation who we've covered their work over many years now is the Cambridge-based CBM. And I'm joined on the line on this, the launch of their Light Up Lives Appeal Day, by the Chief Executive, Kirsty Smith. Kirsty, hi.
Hi, Neil.
So tell us about Light Up Lives and how CBM's working at the moment. I guess difficult times made worse by the pandemic.
Yes, indeed. We are seeing really challenging times. And I have to say that COVID has made sometimes very, very difficult situations almost impossible. But Light Up Lives is one real point of optimism for the year to come. It's a campaign that is taking place in Zimbabwe to try to restore sight to a country where there is a much higher level of blindness than we see in other countries. And it's a chance for people to see any donation which they make to this appeal doubled by the UK government.
Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you, am I right in saying you kind of concentrate on a different country each year? And Zimbabwe has seen some changes over recent years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. People probably are following the extremely difficult economic situation there. Obviously, the politics have made life very, very challenging for the vast majority of the population. And that has been ongoing for so long that people have lived in a state of poverty and extreme poverty for 20 years. Now, COVID made the situation worse, but they are also concurrently facing a food crisis. And what we see is really high levels of blindness, much higher than we might expect to see in a normal rural population. So Light Up Lives is extremely important. However, there is also a severe lack of provision on the ground, and that's one of the things that we are trying to address.
Right. I mean, we've seen as well these stories we've heard before, the live coverage that you've done. When you're talking about a rural environment like this, it doesn't just affect the person whose sight is affected, does it? It has a massive impact across the whole family.
Exactly right. So if it's one of the parents, often children will be taken out of school to look after the parent during the day because they may not be able to go to collect water, for example, to use the toilet. They may not be able to go to the fields to do their work. So the child is there to make sure that the adult has everything that they need. If it's a child, then sometimes the parent will not be able to go to work themselves. And the majority of the rural population are subsistence farmers. So not being able to go to work actually determines whether you do or don't eat in the evening. So there are long-term impacts. Children who don't go to school will be excluded in later life from employment opportunities, and adults who can't go to work will have a very severe economic impact on the wider family. But also we see, understandably, long-term blindness can also lead to quite heavy depression in individuals who feel very excluded, not just from the working environment, but also from social, community and other religious groupings.
Indeed, indeed. So tell us about the Light Up Lives appeal. What's the mechanics behind it this year?
So we have some fantastic doctors working in Zimbabwe. And in fact, at one point last year, the CBM supported hospital, the Norton Eye Unit, was the only hospital still carrying out cataract surgery in Zimbabwe. Cataract surgery is the leading cause of preventable blindness. There are 1 billion people around the world who are blind unnecessarily, which means that their blindness could have been prevented or could be treated. And when we say treated, we're talking about an operation that takes about 20 minutes and costs about £25. So Norton was holding the fort, but unfortunately now, because of COVID, even Norton has had to close. So what we're looking to is a time when, as soon as COVID allows, the Light Up Lives campaign will start and Norton will reopen, and people will be able to travel there to have either one or both eyes operated on. And for some people, that will mean regaining their sight after 10 or 20 years.
Yes.
Now, people can donate, they can phone, they can come to the website, www.lightuplives.net, or free phone 0800 567 7000. To find out more information, and just to see the incredible Cambridge businesses that are supporting us, the churches, Great St Mary's, Cambridge Independent, Business Weekly, Michael House Cafe and others, and to hear some of the stories of the incredible individuals whose lives could be transformed if this appeal is successful.
And you've managed to twist the government's arm again, haven't you?
Well, the government is very, very keen for this to be a way to attract new people to understand international development. So one of our responsibilities as a recipient of this grant is that CBM has to make sure we promote this work to wider audiences to help people recognise that even though we are all very focused on COVID at the moment, very inward looking, very neighbourly, very local, supportive, there are also challenges that were there before that haven't gone away and in many places have actually got worse. So the British government is giving us this match opportunity, giving a pound for every pound that we raise to double the impact of this work for sight saving in Zimbabwe.
And that's the best way to give money in my book. If I give 10 quid and the government chips in 10 as well, then everybody wins.
Well, absolutely. And if you do it before the end of the appeal, then that will hold true. So don't miss the May deadline, because after that time, your £1 is worth £1.
Right.
So certainly before 20th of May is the time to give your money for the aid match appeal.
All right, fantastic. Now, you've got a launch event coming up next week as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have. So we were lucky enough to be able to get one of the doctors from Norton and one of the staff from our country office in Zimbabwe. And we have done interviews with them, which give you a real sense of the vast number of challenges that they have been facing at the coalface. And it's a really telling and poignant insight into a country where so much would be possible if the right things could be put in place. And people can join that next Tuesday evening. So that's the 23rd of February. And the details are on the website, the Light Up Lives launch. So it'll just be an evening of learning and celebration, and people have the chance to ask questions. And they can join that via they have to register on Zoom for a free event, but we're asking people to register just so we can make sure that we manage the logistics of the event.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we've seen before, we've heard the stories before of the work you've done in other countries. I'm so glad that it's Zimbabwe's turn this time. We wish you all the best with it, Kirsty. Good luck with raising the money, good luck with the launch event, and thanks for telling us all about it today.
Thank you so much.